The baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him clearly blind, with tresses soft and fair. Some children see him bronzed and brown. The Lord of heaven to earth come down. Some children see him bronzed and brown, with dark and heavy hair.
Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. Within the tall, narrow box on the right-hand side of the page, click on the link labeled Follow the Meeting, which provides the order of service along with links to the words of the hymns and other information. We have muted everyone's phone to help eliminate background noise, thereby enabling a clearer connection. Later in the meeting, if you would like to share a testimony, simply press star 2 and your phone will be unmuted. Only the healing message portion of this meeting is recorded for public use, so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Before we begin the first hymn, let me announce the subject. Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. And so our first hymn is going to be 291. And before we sing, I'll read the verses. Quiet, Lord, my froward heart. Make me gentle, pure, and mild. Upright, simple, free from art. Make me as a little child. From distrust and envy free. Pleased with all that pleaseth thee. What thou shalt today provide, let me as a child receive. What tomorrow may be tied, calmly to thy wisdom leave. 'Tis enough that thou wilt care. Why should I the burden bear? As a little child relies on a care beyond its own, being neither strong nor wise, will not take a step alone. Let me thus with thee abide, as my father, friend, and guide. Hymn 291. To this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. Again, the topic of today's healing message is Suffer the Little Children to Come Unto Me and Forbid Them Not. The second and third hymns today are 210 and then 230. I shall be reading from the New Testament in Modern English by J.B. Phillips. Matthew. And there in the temple, the blind and the lame came to him, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things he had done, and that children were shouting in the temple the words, God save the Son of David, they were highly indignant. Can't you hear what these children are saying? They asked Jesus. Yes, he replied. And haven't you ever read the words, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? Mark. He welcomed small children. Then some people came to him bringing little children for him to touch. The disciples tried to discourage them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant and told them, "You must let little children come to me. Never stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Indeed, I assure you that the man who does not accept the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them. Jesus is touched by the people's need. From Matthew. Jesus now traveled through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of illness and disability. As he looked at the vast crowds, he was deeply moved with pity for them, for they were as bewildered and miserable as a flock of sheep with no shepherd. "The harvest is great enough," he remarked to his disciples, "but the reapers are few. So you must pray to the Lord of the harvest to send men out there to reap it." Luke, men who are too busy for the kingdom of God. But Jesus said to him, "Once upon a time, a man planned a big dinner party and invited a great many people. At dinner time, he sent his servant out to tell those who were invited, 'Please come. Everything is ready now.' But they all, as one man, began to make their excuses. The first one said to him, 'I have bought some land. I must go and look at it. Please excuse me.' Another one said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to try them out. Please convey my apologies.' And another one said, 'I have just got married, and I am sure you will understand I cannot come.' So the servant returned and reported all this to his master. The master of the house was extremely annoyed and said to his servant, 'Hurry out now into the streets and alleys of the town and bring here the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' Then the servant said, 'I have done what you told me, sir, and there are still empty places.' Then the master replied, 'Now go out to the roads and hedgerows and make them come inside so that my house may be full. For I tell you that not one of the men I invited shall have a taste of my dinner.'" The dangers of tradition. Matthew. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees from Jerusalem came and asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples break our ancient tradition and eat their food without washing their hands properly first?" "Tell me," replied Jesus, "why do you break God's commandment through your tradition?" Matthew. And there in the temple, the blind and the lame came to him, and he healed them. We're going to Mark. If any man wants to be first, he must be last and servant of all. Then he took a little child and stood him in front of them all, and putting his arms around him, said to them, "Anyone who welcomes one little child like this for my sake is welcoming me. And the man who welcomes me is welcoming not only me, but the one who sent me." And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Laboring long to shake the adult's faith in matter and to inculcate a grain of faith in God, an inkling of the ability of spirit to make the body harmonious, the author has often remembered our Master's love for little children and understood how truly such as they belong to the heavenly kingdom. To the ritualistic priest and hypocritical Pharisee, Jesus said, "The publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you." Children are more tractable than adults, and learn more readily to love the simple verities that will make them happy and good. Jesus loved little children because of their freedom from wrong and their receptiveness of right. While age is halting between two opinions or battling with false claims, youth makes easy and rapid strides towards truth. A little girl who had occasionally listened to my explanations badly wounded her finger. She seemed not to notice it. On being questioned about it, she answered ingenuously, "There is no sensation in matter." Bounding off with laughing eyes, she presently added, "Mama, my finger is not a bit sore." Surely, it is not enough to cleave to barren and desultory dogmas derived from the traditions of the elders who thereunto have set their seals. Sin makes deadly thrusts at the Christian Scientist, as ritualism and creed are summoned to give place to higher law, but science will ameliorate mortal malice. Willingness to become as a little child and to leave the old for the new renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. Gladness to leave the false landmarks and joy to see them disappear. This disposition helps to precipitate the ultimate harmony. The purification of sense and self is a proof of progress. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.